Hi folks, Jared Baptie of barnburner.ca. Our twice at least a day podcast is called Fired Up. You can find it on iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, and over 100 other platforms. Welcome to another edition of CWHL Over the Glass with yours truly. And I'd like to start again by just mentioning that this is going to be somewhat of a double recap because I didn't quite get to do a show before this past weekend, so I'm going to take a look at this past weekend and the weekend before that. But also coming up this week is the 2019 NWT Rivalry Series between Canada and the United States. That starts on Tuesday, February the 12th at 7 p.m. The first game is going to be at Budweiser Gardens in London, Ontario. So just before we kick things off in the show, I'm going to preview this and then talk about it again at the end. So if you're in London, get out to Budweiser Garden on Tuesday night. If you're in Toronto on Thursday night and you've got nothing to do, get yourself down to Scotiabank Arena Thursday, February 14th. Hey, great date night opportunity. I know I saw lots of certainly the Canadian women on the roster advertising that they're going to be giving away tickets for a date night experience on the 14th. So take your significant other out to a ladies hockey game and watch the best in Canada and the United States go head to head once again. The classic rivalry continues. And then the third game, the deciding game in the series, potentially on Sunday, February 17th. Noon Eastern time, that's at Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, so the Americans get at least one home game in this series. And there you have it, classic three-game series. And that continues, or that starts and continues this week. And like I said, I will certainly be at the Toronto game covering that. All right, let's take a look at what's been going on these past couple weekends, and it has been quite busy. Toronto was in China, taking on the Avanki Rays and the Furies. Well, it's looking a little bit tough for the Furies at this point. They have only won one of their last four. They only got one win while they were in China, and then lost this past weekend as well, which I'll talk about in a little bit. But they won the second game. That was a 1-0 win. Elaine Chooley getting the shutout in that one. And the lone goal scored by Sarah Nurse, of course, in the third period. It was actually shorthanded. So looking like a pretty close game right up until that point. Shots 37 on goal for the Furies and just 24 for the Avanki Rays. So the Furies really controlling the offense in the sense of at least getting shots on net and trying to control the flow of the game. A lot of penalties in this one. Hannah Miller got a double minor, it looks like, for high sticking. And that was in the first period. And then Cheyenne D'Arcangelo got a 2 and a 10 for head contact in the third period. So a lot of penalty minutes racking up in that game. But that was the only win for the Toronto Furies. The first game, they lost 3-1. Still outshot the Avanki Rays 35-24 in that game. But again, Sarah Nurse getting the lone goal for the Furies, and Alex Carpenter getting 2 of the 3 Avanki Ray goals, and Hannah Miller getting the third one. Nora Ratu making 34 of 35 saves, and Shea Tiley in net for the Furies in that one, stopping just 21 of 24 shots. And then, of course, the third game, that was on Saturday, February the 2nd. Toronto lost 5-2. And the shots were a little closer in that one, 27-25 in favor of the Furies. Couple of goals, Natalie Spooner and Cheyenne D'Arcangelo getting the Furies on the board. Meanwhile, all 5 Shenzhen goals spread out throughout the lineup. Madison Wu, Hannah Miller, Kaylee Mercer, Stephanie Anderson, and Melanie Joly, I think. And Nora Ratu playing quite well in that one as well, stopping 25 of 27. Elaine Chooley came off the shutout and only managed to stop 20 of 24 shots. And otherwise, both the Calgary Inferno and Les Canadiens de Montréal have clinched a playoff spot after these last two weekends. It was a huge battle a couple weekends ago when it was Calgary versus Montreal. The first game was a barn burner. 5-4 was the final in favor of the Inferno, and 33-25 were the shots on net for Les Canadiens. So a very close game. Les Canadiens maybe feeling like they just came up against a very hot goaltender in Alex Rigsby, stopping 29 of 33 shots, and Genevieve Lacasse making the start for Les Canadiens. 20 of 25 stops for her, but scoring all over the place for the Inferno: Blair Turnbull, Haley Krasaniak, Rebecca Leslie, Brianna Decker, Rebecca Johnston, all scoring for the Inferno, whereas Marie-Philippe Poulin had two for Les Canadiens, Anne-Sophie Bette had another, and Hillary Knight won as well. So a very tight contest between two of the top teams in the CWHL. That one went on Saturday night, and you could actually watch that one. They added that as an extra stream, and so that one was available to watch online. And then the second game was actually a 3-0 shutout win for Les Canadiens. 36 shots on net for Montreal, just 24 for Calgary. Marie-Philippe Poulin having another two-goal game, so 4 goals in 2 games for Marie-Philippe Poulin. Jill Saulnier getting the third one, and the shutout for Emrence Mashmeyer. Rigsby in net for the Inferno, stopping 33 of 35 shots. The third goal, obviously, coming on an empty netter. Marie-Philippe Poulin got that one, so still good stat pad for Marie-Philippe Poulin, but another pretty tight contest between two of the top teams in the CWHL. The other matchup from that weekend, it was Markham visiting Worcester, and the first game, I mean, both games were a bit of a blowout in favor of Markham, but it was a big weekend for the Markham Thunder. First of all, Elijah Milne-Price made her first start of the season and got her first win of the season. On top of that, afterwards, she got voted the goaltender of the week, so a big weekend for Elijah. She made 28 of 29 saves in the first game in the 7-1 win for Markham. 53-29 were the shots on net in favor of the Thunder. Maria Fujimarji stopping 46 of 53. Demi Crossman getting the one goal for the Blades. Meanwhile, Jamie Lee Rattray getting a hat trick. It's her first hat trick of the year. Jess Jones, Jenna McParland, and Nicole Brown, and Laura Stacey getting the rest of the goals for the Thunder in that one. So pretty decisive victory there. And then the second matchup on Sunday was also quite the blowout, a 9-3 victory for the Thunder over the Worcester Blades, 57-31 shots on net in favor of Thunder. So the Blades getting their opportunities in this one and able to capitalize on a few of them. Nicole Anderson got 2 goals, and Megan Meyer is getting the other one for the Blades. But Maria Fujimarji, she started this game and was pulled. Laura Dam started this game and was pulled. She let in 5 goals, and then Maria Fujimarji came in and let in 4 more. Both goaltenders made 24 saves and saw a pretty even number of shots. As far as the goal scoring for the Markham Thunder, Jocelyn Larocque got 2, Laura Stacey with 1 goal and 5 assists. So 6 points for her in that game. Victoria Bach with a hat trick and two assists, so 5 points for Victoria Bach. Nicole Brown with another goal. Jamie Lee Ratchery, goal and two assists. And Nicole Costa with a goal and an assist. So a big game there for Victoria Bach and Laura Stacey. Erica Howe making 28 of 31 saves for the Thunder. There, Liz Knox getting a bit of the day, getting the weekend off. Not sure if she actually made the trip out to Worcester or not, but Elijah backing up Erica Howe on the bench. So a lot of goal scoring in this one. Victoria Bach, obviously the first star of the game. Laura Stacey, third star. Nicole Anderson with a 2 goals for Worcester being the second star in that one. And then we'll take a look at this weekend. There were only three games scheduled this weekend. Worcester was visiting Calgary, but because of some inclement weather in both Calgary and Worcester, Worcester wasn't able to get out to Calgary for the Saturday afternoon game, so they had to suspend that one. And simply what they did was they made the one game on Sunday worth 4 points instead of 2 points. I'm not 100% sure how much I agree with that, but obviously with the season coming to an end at the end of the month, it's will probably be quite difficult to get Worcester back out to Calgary, especially because Calgary has their trip to China. That starts February 20th, and they're there right through till the 23rd, playing their 3 games in China. And then Worcester comes to Toronto that weekend as well. So Worcester's home next weekend to Montreal, but yes, I can see the difficulty in trying to reschedule that game. But even so, I mean, one game worth 4 points is quite an interesting strategy. But let's talk about Hockey Day in Canada, Saturday, February the 9th, Montreal and Toronto, the classic rivalry, no matter what sport you talk about, mostly hockey. But even so, Toronto-Montreal going at it from the Arena Caroline Ouellette. So the arena named after Caroline Ouellette. That's where they played, and Montreal came away with the 4-1 win, 32-26 shots in favor of Les Canadiens. And all 4 goals scored by 4 different ladies on the ice. Corelle Aimard with 1 goal. Marie-Philippe Poulin, goal and assist. Anne-Sophie Bette with another goal. And Kim Deschenes, goal and an assist. So Emirates Mashmeyer, solid in net as well. 25-26 stops. Elaine Chooley got the start again for the Toronto Furies. 28 of 32 saves for her. And the lone goal for the Furies was scored by the captain, Natalie Spooner. And then, like I said, that other matchup, the Calgary game. Calgary Inferno ended up winning this game 10-0. So they got the full 4 points out of this one. 50-13 were the shots on net in favor of Calgary. And 4 different players had 2 goals for Calgary in this one. Brianna Decker, Rebecca Leslie, Brianne Jenner, and Blair Turnbull all had 2 goals. Leslie with 2 goals and 2 assists. Jenner with the same. Turnbull with 2 goals and 1 assist. So points for just about everyone on the ice, except unfortunately there were only 2 players that didn't get any points. And I'm not going to mention their names. That's just not fair. Annie Bellinger, solid in net for the Inferno, stopping all 13 shots on net. And Jetta Ratcliffe played the final 20 minutes of this game. Maria Fujimargi started it, allowed 8 goals, and so the Worcester Blades decided to pull her and Ratcliffe let in the last 2. A lot of penalties in this game, particularly in the third period. You're just looking here. 9 penalties in the third period alone, and a total of like 15 at least penalties. So tempers boiling over in this one. Brianne Jenner, first star of the game with 2 goals and 2 assists. So Calgary coming away with 4 key points in that one. But a lot of milestones to talk about, at least for the Markham Thunder. In last weekend's games for the Thunder, Victoria Box surpassed the 30-point milestone as a rookie. So Victoria Bach is the top-scoring rookie in the league, and she's 4th in the league in scoring in general, 31 points. She's just behind Rebecca Johnston, Anne-Sophie Bette, and Marie-Philippe Poulin in the top spot with 49 points this season. And then as well, in Sunday's game, that would be last Sunday's game for the Thunder, Laura Stacey's 6 points was the most by a Thunder since their first CWHL game ever, September 16th, 2007. And that was when Jaina Hefford had a hat-trick and 6 points in a 7-0 Brampton win over Burlington. So neither of those teams even exist anymore in the CWHL. Brampton obviously moving to Markham, and Burlington ended up folding. So a huge weekend for Laura Stacey, and a huge weekend as a whole for the Markham Thunder, because if we go to the standings here now, as I said, Calgary and Les Canadiens both clinched playoff spots. The Calgary Inferno, with that 4 points that they got, with those 4 points that they got from their win over the Worcester Blades, that actually gives them a 5-point cushion on Les Canadiens now, with Les Canadiens have 1 game in hand, which is somewhat important to see who actually ends up finishing first. But I mean, both these teams are absolutely stellar. Markham with the big weekend pulled into a tie with Shenzhen for 27 points in that battle for 3rd and 4th spot. Shenzhen does have 1 more win, but the Markham Thunder have 2 games in hand. As far as Toronto goes, they still only have 18 points. They only got that 1 win. They have 2 games in hand on the Vancouver Rays, but they're 9 points back. So they've still got a lot of work to do if they want to try and make the playoffs. It is still possible. You know, the top 4 spots haven't been clinched yet. They haven't been eliminated. But they're going to have to basically win out. And that's going to be a bit of a tough ask with just who they're up against coming up. They start this weekend. They play Markham. It's kind of a home at home. There's 1 game on Saturday, February 16th at the MasterCard Center, and then Sunday, February 17th in Markham at the Thornhill Community Center. And on top of that, both teams are going to be without some of their top players because of the Canada-USA series, particularly on that Sunday game. So that could put Markham at a disadvantage, but it also certainly puts Toronto at a disadvantage because they will definitely be without Sarah Nurse and Natalie Spooner. Calgary travels to Shenzhen next week, and Montreal takes on Worcester this coming weekend as well. Saturday, February 16th, Montreal is in Worcester to play the Blades at 8:40 p.m., and then Sunday the 17th, their game will be at the same time as the Toronto-Markham game. As far as which games you can watch, the Saturday evening game between Montreal and Worcester is available on the live stream. So that's again the Saturday, February the 16th at 8:40 p.m. You can watch that one. But otherwise, get yourself out to those games if you're in Worcester or if you're in Toronto or the Markham area. So like I was saying, both Toronto and Markham are going to be without some of their key players. Obviously, so will Les Canadiens de Montreal, but Montreal is arguably, well, I think it's fairly obvious that Montreal is a much deeper team than either Markham or Toronto, just talent-wise, but let's go through some of the players that both these teams are going to be without. Certainly, Montreal's going to be without Marie-Philippe Poulin, Anne-Sophie Batté, and Aaron Ambrose, who are all part of the series for Team Canada, as well as both goaltenders, Geneviève Lacasse and Emrys Mashmeyer. So they're going to have to rely on Marie-Soleil Deschênes in net for Montreal. And then on top of that, you have to look at Toronto. They're going to be without four players: Renata Foss, Brittany Howard, Natalie Spooner, and Sarah Nurse. And Markham is going to be without five of their top players: Laura Stacey, Jamie Lee Rattray, Victoria Bach, Jocelyn Larocque, and Laura Fortino. And those are just the Canadians. Certainly, Montreal is going to be without Hillary Knight, as far as Americans go. Markham's going to be without Megan Bozek. So there's going to be quite a depth pull this week from both those, from all three of those teams in particular. And this is just me remembering exactly who's on the American roster, because they don't have it up on the website for the series. You go to rosters and you click on Canada and you click on the United States, and their roster's not there at all for whatever reason. So not too happy about that, but I mean, there you go. And otherwise, those three games again, Tuesday, February the 12th at 7 o'clock at Budweiser Gardens in London. Thursday, February the 14th, Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. Great date night opportunity. And Sunday, February 17th, from Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. All three games will also be available and broadcast by TSN. So you can watch all three games on TSN if you can't make any of them. And I highly recommend doing that as well. Also, just before we go, I wanted to touch on the NWHL All-Star Weekend that happened this past weekend. Barnburner's own Erica Ayala was part of the broadcast. She was doing color for the skills competition on Saturday, and then she was the ringside reporter and between the bench analyst kind of thing for the actual game on Sunday. The game was very good. It was a nail biter for sure. Went to a shootout, ended up being a win for Team Zabados. That would be Shannon Zabados, of course, Team Canada's goaltender, playing for the Buffalo Buttes. And the other team, Team Stecklein, Lee Stecklein, a prominent American player, she'll be at the series as well coming up this week. On top of that, it broke a record for the most attendance of any professional women's hockey game in the United States. So a big props to those who went out to the game in Nashville. And then, of course, Kendall Coyne Stofield, she broke her own time that she set at the NHL All-Star Game at the NWHL skills competition. She skated even faster, which is unbelievable. I mean, wow. But I'm sure Erica Ayala, if she hasn't already, will have all the details for you coming up this week on that. And we'll both certainly be covering this series this week. Canada versus the United States. There's nothing better in hockey. All right, that's about it for me. So we'll catch you next week, and I'm going to be writing articles about each of the three games, so keep a lookout for those. Otherwise, make sure to tune in to the Canada versus USA series on TSN Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. Until then, you can contact me at Captain Bapty on Twitter, send me a tweet, or you can send me an email, Jared, J-E-R-R-E-D, at barnburner.ca. And until next week, have a good week, and have a good weekend. Enjoy the Canada-USA series.